The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Presented to you today will be the case of Daniel Knight. You will notice that I provide little commentary. I am here to present the evidence to you as the events unfolded. This case, more than most, has been surrounded by political debate. I leave the opinions up to you.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
On Saturday, February 19th, 2022, at approximately 9:39 p.m., two officers from Florida's Winter Park Police Department responded to a call. This is that 911 call.
Winter Park 911. Hi, yes, I'm at 1050 West Morris Boulevard, Winter Park Event Center. I have a very irate, drunk guest. He has no shirt on. He's on the outside of the building. He's trying to beat people up. He's yelling. He's very drunk.
You're giving me way too much. You're at 1050 West Morris at the Winter Park Event Center. There's an intoxicated guest there, is that correct?
Yes, he's being violent.
Is he white, black, Hispanic?
He's white, maybe Hispanic. He has a black, white beater on.
Okay, black pants. Tattoos, anything else?
Sorry, black pants and a black shirt. Sorry, was you out?
Okay, and where at the facility is he?
So, on the side by the dumpsters, it is the east side of the building right by the lake.
East side of the building by the lake?
Yes, yes. He's starting to shove people's heads and beat people up, so kind of person.
So he's shoving people's heads and starting to try to hit them?
Yes, it's older ladies and stuff, yeah.
Okay, has he brandished or mentioned any weapons?
No.
Can you still see him?
Yes.
What's he doing now?
He's grabbing an older woman and shoving her.
Is he with this party?
Does he have a weapon? No. Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's getting bad. So they're just saying for me to move away because people are making him mad. Anybody of authority is making him angry.
Okay. Is anyone injured?
Possibly. Yeah, he's grabbing people's necks and, like, it's an older woman. I think it's his mom. Two people he puts on the floor. He's outside the building, right outside the door by the ballroom. So there's a vendor loading dock where there's an Arthur's Catering truck That's where they'll want to come. There's a big Arthur's catering truck, and if they come there, that's where I'm standing. I can show them where it is.
By the Arthur's catering truck?
Yes, exactly. It's the loading zone right by the dumpsters and the electric vehicle charging stations.
That's where you're located?
Yes, yes. Okay, I hear the sirens, yeah. So, yeah.
I'm going to keep you on the phone until I know they can find you because it's dark and pretty busy there.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
You here?
The cops are coming. Just stay far away.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, the cop is here.
Okay, he's with you?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
The following audio is from two body cam videos, recorded from two Winter Park police officers, who were directed to that same area where they spoke to a female and male subject, in an effort to de-escalate the male subject's behavior. We start with footage from Officer 1.
He's our brother.
Man, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Back up. What's up, man? What's up? Talk.
Upon arriving to the scene, the officer is greeted with commotion. Daniel Knight's family were attempting to calm him. The first officer gives many directives to Knight, including, "Step back," said 5 times. "Put your hands behind your back," said 4 times. "Back up," said 15 times. "Move out of the way," said 7 times. "Step away or get away from him," said 5 times. "Talk to me," said 2 times. "Let her go," said 1 time. "Come here for a second," said 5 times. Daniel Knight then strikes Officer 1 with his fist, knocking him out. You can tell the first officer is unconscious because the officer begins clenching his fists, unresponsive in the body cam footage. This involuntary movement suggests the fencing response. When a person experiences an impact, one strong enough to cause traumatic brain injury, such as a concussion, their arms and hands often go into an unnatural position. This reaction occurs after injury, because the blow impacts the brainstem, causing asymmetrical tonic neck reflex seen in newborns. This is important to note because of later statements from the family. The next part can be seen in a video provided by the event center from their security cameras. Officer 2 discharges his taser at Knight, but it has no effect. Knight then punches Officer 2 in the head, knocking him face down to the ground, and continues to hit him in the head. From the ground, Officer 2 discharges his firearm as he is being attacked by Knight. Officer 2 is then repeatedly struck by a woman at the scene. Winter Park police render medical aid to the wounded subject.
Get back! I'm worried about you.
shot? No, he shot. You okay? You shot?
I'm taking him to the
ambulance. Are you okay, Chris? Get back! I'm not gonna tell you again.
Or what?
I'm gonna put you in jail. Get back now.
Come on, I'm taking him to the hospital. No, 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 I'm taking him to the hospital.
Knock me out.
You got a problem with me?
Relax, please.
You want a problem? You're gonna find one.
Please.
You better find something to do. Stay back.
Oh, he done lost some fucking sand, bro. What's
up? Lot to do over there. Mind your business.
Several family members can be heard saying that Officer 2 should have engaged in the fist fight that Knight started, a statement that contradicts later statements from the family. But it's also worth noting here that Officer 2 is not doing his part in de-escalating the situation, clearly emotional after being assaulted by Knight. In short, the audio and video here is pure chaos. The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions, and they might not even remember subscribing to half of those. If you have no idea just how much you're spending each month, you need Rocket Money. It's this great app that tracks all of your expenses so you know exactly where your money is going. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills, all in one place. Most people think they're spending $80 on their subscriptions, when in reality the number is closer to $200. When you're signed up for so many things, like streaming services you used to watch one show, or free trials for delivery you don't use, it's so easy to lose track of what you're paying for. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you've reached your spending limits. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/obscura. That's rocketmoney.com/obscura. rocketmoney.com/obscura.
He's got enough people over here. Stay back. Stay back.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult and put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month.
He has to
call 911.
We're getting fire department here, sir. What do you want me to do? He punched me in the back of my head, took my taser.
I'm
on my back. Okay? My life is in jeopardy. Okay, well, stay. If you respect me, stay back. Stay back, ma'am, please. Stay back, please.
We just switch your rotation.
Okay. All right. What?
You don't know how to fight, bro.
Go away now. Go away.
You're not illegal for me to fault. You're not illegal for me to fault, nigga. It's not illegal.
You don't even know what happened. You're going to go find yourself somewhere.
I got it.
Mind your business.
Some crime scene tape.
Go grab some crime scene tape.
One person's check is false.
No! Leave the police alone!
No!
No, dear Heavenly Father!
No!
I know what I'm
doing!
Leave Heavenly Father alone!
I'm just trying to hit it off.
Yeah, stay back. Stay back. All right, stay back.
You're clear.
You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm okay.
He swung on you. He hit me, too, in the back of my head.
Yeah. He got
okay.
He knocked me out.
He knocked me out. He knocked you out?
Yeah, he knocked me out.
You need to go away. You go away. I will lock you up right now.
For what? For what?
Go away. I'm not going to tell you again.
We don't need what?
Okay, well, you take him somewhere. Take him somewhere.
You keep locking me up.
Can we get somebody with crime scene tape over there, please? I'm going to start. You all right, man?
I did tase you.
Hey, bro. I did tase you.
I seen the whole
thing. Punch me in the back.
They want to shoot us. You shoot us now. I
have multiple units coming in.
I know he hit me in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I started seeing stars. I went down.
I tried to tase him.
Yeah. I was on my back, and then I fired because he was gonna knock me out, man. He was gonna knock me out.
Yeah.
Anybody not providing first aid, step this way. Anybody not providing first aid, step this way. That includes you too, sir. Step this way.
I'm not going to tell you again. Step this way. Step this way. I'm not going to tell you to step. Step this way, sir. Step this way. I'm going to put my hands on you. Step this way. Step this way.
Where am I supposed to go?
Step. Come on, come on. Come on, bro. You see what's stop happening? Playing stupid. Man. Step this way. I need you to step this way. It's a crime scene. Okay. Please step this way. Sir, step this way. Are you providing aid, sir? Are you providing aid?
Nobody would call.
I'm sorry. Are you providing aid?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Step this way. Yes. Step this way. Step this way. Step this way.
Man, keep that secure. I just saw it.
Okay. Sir, step this way.
Please.
Sir, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Outside the crime scene tape, now. Outside the crime scene tape. Everybody outside the crime scene tape. Outside the crime scene tape.
Hey, go outside. Go outside. Go outside.
Outside the crime scene tape, please. Outside the crime scene tape, folks, please. Thank you. Outside the crime scene tape, sir. Thank you. What you gonna do, man? What are you gonna do? Outside the crime scene tape, sir. I don't have time to talk. I don't have time. Inside, okay?
No.
Inside, folks, thank you.
You can report inside the building. Let's go. Hey,
you need a CFT, bro.
That's not bro.
I'm not sure how overly aggressive this
Greg, come
dude
on.
Is.
Huh? Come on.
All right.
Okay. Side, please, they're not working on him.
Get him out of here.
Might have a concussion or something.
Huh?
You went black for a couple of seconds.
Come on, have to
dude.
He was going to kill us, man.
Yo, he was going to kill us, man.
I went down. He hit me so hard.
He hit me so hard. I blacked out, bro.
Hey,
I blacked out. I blacked out. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, man. I got you.
You all right, bro?
Yeah, I shot. I had to do what I had to do, man.
Do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
Yo, he was gonna hurt us, man.
Yeah, man. He was.
He was gonna hurt us.
Don't worry, man. This is.
Oh fuck, man. Yo, he knocked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't even see that shit coming, man. I mean, I knew he was big. I knew he was a big dude.
Stand by.
I knew he was a big dude, but damn.
New tonight, we're hearing from the family of a Lakeland man who was killed by a Winter Park police officer at his niece's wedding reception last Saturday. According to the police department, officer shot 39-year-old Daniel Knight because he attacked two officers, even knocking one out. But his family tells ABC Action News reporter J.J. Burton that's just not true. And they claim the officers were the aggressive ones.
Look at this. Two people absolutely in love and happy. Janisha Paul says Saturday was a dream come true. She got to experience it with her family and her uncle, Daniel Knight, whom she calls Danny.
We were having a good time. We were laughing. We were drinking. This is what a wedding is supposed to be about.
But her perfect day took a turn after this 911 call. According to Winter Park Police, this is an employee at the Winter Park Event Center calling for help because she said Danny was out of control and attacking folks. Officers rushed out to the scene. According to police report, things escalated and Danny allegedly attacked two officers, knocking one out. Officers say they used a taser, but at some point, another officer took out a gun and fired several shots at Danny. His sister, Trina, was standing right there.
Within seconds, I watched them unload their gun on my brother's chest. Boom, 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 boom.
He died in front of his sister, his mother, his father, and his niece. His blood was all over her dress.
I was 2 feet away from trying to stop it. And all that's where my whole dress, it was just filled with my bridesmaid's dresses who helped try to resuscitate him.
Trina says he wasn't aggressive or belligerent, but the officers were. She sent us this video. She says it shows officers being aggressive with them after Danny was shot.
They just ran up there and immediately started grabbing and snatching. I told them, I said,
They were so aggressive.
According to the 911 caller and police, Danny attacked several people that night, including his mother, Patricia Kibbe. But she says that didn't happen.
My son just put his arm around my top end and helped me sit down because my feet was hurting and I'm diabetic. And so he knows to look out for me and help me.
And she says officers never even got a statement from her.
He was such a loving man. And he didn't do nothing to me.
The family is now working with Pastor Carl Soto. He's the co-founder and vice president for Black Lives Matter Restoration Polk, Inc.
We find the actions of the Winter Park Police Department unjustifiable. We are demanding criminal charges on each and every officer.
The officers were wearing body cameras at the time. However, the police chief say the cameras were not working.
We find that highly suspicious.
And Danny leaves behind a fiance and four daughters. The FDLE is now investigating the officers' use of force.
Breaking right now, the Winter Park police officer who shot and killed a man at his niece's wedding last year will not face charges in the death of Daniel Knight. Winter Park police say the state attorney has determined that there has been no violation of Florida law in this case, and there will be no charges against the officer. Police say Knight punched two officers last year, knocking out one of them when they were called to the wedding because of a drunk guest. We're told one officer tased Knight and then shot him. Knight's family has disputed some of the details and say the officer should have never opened fire.
The Winter Park Police Department issued this press release. On Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, we received the final report from the State Attorney's Office for the officer-involved shooting that occurred at the Winter Park Event Center during February of 2022. The report stated that the Office of the State Attorney has determined that there has been no violation of Florida law in this case, and therefore will not be filing any criminal charges against our officer. Our agency has begun the process of completing an internal investigation to determine if any department policies were violated in this case. We have no further information to release at this time until the internal investigation has been completed.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.